The National Insurance Scheme NIS wage ceiling was recently increased. This means contributions and benefits will also move upward. What will this mean for you and the NIS? Find out now on Get the Facts. There has been an increase in all categories of pensions, grants, and allowances payable under the National Insurance Scheme, NIS. This increase took effect on January 7, when the NIS wage ceiling moved up from $1 million to $1.5 million. The wage ceiling is the basis on which individual contribution to the NIS is calculated. This recent increase means workers earning $1 to $1.5 million will see an increase in the amount they contribute. Workers earning below $1 million per year will not be affected by this increase. And effective January 10, benefits from the NIS will increase by just over 16%. This means pensioners will see an increase in the amount of money they collect each fortnight. Acting Director of the National Insurance Scheme, Portia Magnus.
The benefits are old age, invalidity, widow's pension. And for our pension, we have different rates of pension. In fact, three rates. We have the full rate, the three-quarter rate, and the half rate. The rate for the full rate pension was $2,400 effective January 10. It will now be $2,800 per week. For the three-quarter rate, that will increase from $1,800 to $2,100, and the half rate from $1,200 to $1,400.
There are other gains to be derived from the increase in the NIS benefits.
The other benefits, dependent spouse allowance, will increase from $800 to $900. Orphan special child allowance from $4,200 to $4,900. Sugar workers pension from $1,200 to $1,400. And the special anniversary pension from $1,200 to $1,400.
In cases where persons do not satisfy the requirements for the fortnightly pension payments, they will receive a grant. These grants have also been increased.
For old age, invalidity, widow's grant, this will move from $40,000 to $50,000. Orphan special child grant from $48,000 to $55,000. And funeral grant from $70,000 to $80,000.
Acting Director for the National Insurance Scheme, Portia Magnus. If for some reason you're not yet contributing to the NIS, now is a good time to start. Visit the NIS office in your parish, complete an insured person's registration form, and submit it with picture identification and proof of age. Having completed that process, you will be issued with a registration card indicating your NIS number and name, along with a stamp card which is valid for one financial year. The stamp card is given to the employer, while the NIS registration card is to be kept by the worker. Remember, NIS is not a tax, but a safety net.
It is a contribution towards your retirement benefits of all workers in Jamaica. And everyone should ensure that their contributions to the ministry is in good order, whether it be employee or employer, self-employed or otherwise.
Labour and Social Security Minister, Derek Kellyer. For more information on the NIS, call the Ministry of Labour at 922-8864 or visit your parish office. Those were the facts on the NIS benefits. Join us again next time for another edition of Get the Facts. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.